Welcome to the NCO Journal podcast. I'm Staff Sergeant Joni Jackson. Today we are here to discuss the launch of the Army NCO strategy with the Non-Commissioned Officer Professional Development Director and Analyst, Sergeant Major Brad J. Lopes. Sergeant Major Lopes, we are happy to have you today to tell us about the Army NCO strategy. Can you start by telling us in detail what it is?
What it is, the NCO strategy pretty much is a way to lead leaders and NCOs into the future with everything changing in the future. And they came up with four lines of effort, and pretty much the four lines of effort are nested within the NCO Common Core competencies. So, you know, they got leadership, communication, readiness, training management, program management, all this stuff. So they had those line of efforts that need to reach the end state, but in order to reach the end state, they've come up with key tasks to get after those lines of effort. And the cool thing about the strategy is going to be around forever. Instead of all these new documents coming out all the time, every time there's a new leader, there's a new document, this strategy is going to be here 10 years from now. So basically, it's a flexible strategy where once the key tasks within the strategy are completed, they'll come off, and new key tasks will be implemented within the strategy that still drive those lines of effort to reach the end state. So it's going to be the same four lines of effort, but new key tasks once they're developed, and it'll actually, wherever the Army goes in the future, whichever direction it goes, new key tasks will come out, like this new technology that have key tasks that focus on that to ensure NCOs are being trained up properly.
Why was there a need to develop the Army NCO strategy?
The Army NCO strategy was developed to help leaders face the challenge of preparing for squads to meet the demand of a changing operational environment, right? So with the changes happening frequently and all the technological advances coming out happening so rapidly, the NCO Corps needed to develop an enduring and flexible strategy, again, like I was talking about, that can lead us into the future.
NCO strategies in the past were associated with dates. Why doesn't this strategy have a date?
So unlike the NCO 2020 strategy, right, there's a date stamp to it. With the Army NCO strategy, it has no date associated with it. And this would be because, as we talked about, it's an enduring and flexible strategy. So what I mean by that is, although the four lines of effort that are actually within the strategy, those four lines of effort will never change, but the key task associated with those lines of effort will change. So as tasks are completed, like I was talking about, they will be removed from the strategy and new tasks will be implemented to keep driving those lines of effort to reach the end state to ensure, you know, future soldiers are reaching the end state of being fit, disciplined, well-trained, and a soldier for life. So it's going to be a living, breathing strategy, I would say, that's going to grow and develop depending on which direction the Army goes in the future. So there's never going to be a date stamp to it. It's just going to be continually adding new key tasks once they're developed to keep driving those lines of effort. And like I said, if there's new technology comes out or different things the Army wants to get after, they can simply add new tasks to whatever line of effort it falls under to ensure NCOs are getting the proper education and training on it.
Okay, Sergeant Major, so you're mentioning lines of effort. So what does line of effort mean to NCOs?
So lines of effort, what it means to NCOs, the line of efforts within the Army strategy are vital to each NCO. So, for example, line effort one, they talk about leadership and communication. Well, with leadership, NCOs need to set the example, serve as role models, right? So they're going to do this through commitment, intellect, presence, competence, even humility and character. And for communication establishes trust by keeping others informed, setting expectations, providing feedback, just developing commitment. And effective leaders understand that communication is essential when it comes to leading, supervising, providing counsel, coaching, mentor, or even just simply building teams to communicate clearly. So line of effort two, we get into operations and training management. That's what falls under LOE 2. As we know, NCOs are directly responsible for training individual soldiers, crews, and teams. So NCOs continuously will plan, prepare, execute, and assess tough, realistic training at all levels, including individual, organizational, institutional levels. That all falls under operation training management. For line of effort three, we talk about readiness and program management. When talking about readiness, now we're not just talking about operational readiness, but strategic readiness as well. So as NCOs, we need to anticipate the Army's need through modernization across all readiness programs, and at the same time, managing programs that support soldiers and their families. So all that's going to fall under readiness program management. And for the last line of effort, we have line of effort four, which is profession of arms. This includes stewardship from all different levels, such as strategic, organizational, and individual levels. And this is going to help strengthen the Army as a profession. This also gets after Army culture, which is the attitudes, values, goals, beliefs, and even behaviors that are rooted in tradition, such as customs and courtesy. And all this is influenced by leadership. So you can see how each line of effort is crucial for all NCOs.
Let's discuss the initiatives in the NCO strategy that will help develop future NCOs.
Yeah, definitely. So there are several initiatives within the NCO strategy that help develop future NCOs. For example, a critical one is holistic fitness. And this is going to help get after the big three for the Army right now, the sexual assault, suicide, and racism. All right. This is one of the things actually that the TIMS program, which is nested within the Army strategy, gets after the squad level. So, for example, when talking about fitness, we talk about, you know, generating what lethal soldiers who are physical, mental, and spiritually fit. Well, this is holistic fitness. Holistic fitness includes everything from physical fitness, resiliency, training, individual spirituality, such as, you know, self-identity, beliefs, as well as social interactions like positive connection with others, and physical, psychological, and even behavioral health as well. So again, this incorporates everything within fitness. It's not just physical, but it's mental as well. So with squads focus on training, fitness, cohesiveness, discipline, and even readiness, we'll see a decrease in sexual harassment, sexual assault, suicide, racism, even domestic issues and alcohol incidents. So there's just a couple important initiatives the NCO strategy we use to help develop future NCOs.
Yeah, I love that. It really sounds like everything's nested together. So last question, yeah. Sergeant Major. The NCO strategy is linked to professional development courses for NCOs, correct?
It is, actually, yeah, definitely. It's definitely linked to professional development courses for all NCOs. In fact, the professional development courses have 55 curriculum hours that cover the Common Core competencies that we now know are nested in the Army strategy. So, for example, we talk about LOE1 again, leadership and communication. Well, we have courses that cover the Army leader, military briefing classes, and all that falls under leader and communication. For LOE2, it's operations and training management. Well, we have classes teaching mission orders, troop leading procedures, and military decision-making processes, as well as we have specific courses on training management specifically, and all that falls under nested nicely with operations and training management. For LOE3, we talk about readiness and program management. Well, for here, we have courses that cover physical fitness programs, not just for the squad, but also the platoon levels, as well as Army maintenance programs. And LOE4, again, profession of arms, we have courses that are taught specifically on Army discipline and standards, as well as classes on ethical leadership. So you can see how all professional development courses for NCOs are nested with the Army NCO strategy.
Is there anything that you'd like to add about the NCO strategy specifically?
New, right? It's going to be here to stay. And it's going to, right now we're getting on its feet. It's going to start going. It's going to grow and develop into something huge where everyone's going to know about it. The messaging campaign is going to get out to get everyone aware of it. And it's going to continue to grow as the Army moves forward in the future. So it's not, that's what I really like about it. There's no date associated with it. It's going to continue to grow.
Thank you for joining us today, Sergeant Major Lopes.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
You can join in on the conversation by following our Facebook and Twitter at NCO Journal or the Instagram page at NCO Journal Official. You can also put your knowledge to print and submit articles to get published by visiting our official NCO Journal website. Until next time, I'm Staff Sergeant Joni Jackson.